Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. It is Thanksgiving weekend. Of course, we're here live. I don't know about the rest of the syndicated world. I imagine they might be taking this day off, too. But here we are, taking your calls about whatever you want, if you make them. Otherwise, we get to some of the stuff that we had to talk about. In fact, one of the things I wanted to do tonight, Mark, was get back to an email we never really got through earlier this week. We got, you know, bogged down in discussion. The show ended, and we never finished it up.
And that's what happens around here.
Well, the email, and I thought it was a good email, it was one of those emails about, oh, no, the free market society, it's going to fail. Because I talk a lot about moving in a more voluntary direction as far as getting society away from this authoritarian government style of rule that we have to a more self-rule situation where each individual owns his or her own self completely and their property completely, and then, you know, they interact with one another on a consensual basis to get things done instead of this old, archaic, outdated governmental system that we have today that you are one of the people that is sort of a fan of hanging on to.
Well,
that idea.
You know, probably more so that I am I'm under the belief that people get bogged down when you talk about this entirely free society. They go to places where I think you would agree. You know, it would be one of the last places you would look for freedom. They go to Rhodes. Do I think that that's the biggest area of freedom that we could find in the United States? I think that cops could probably stop prosecuting the drug war and that we could see taxes lowered by 75%.
That'd be a nice step in the right direction. And I'm with you all the way. I'm with you all the way. But, of course, I talk about going all the way completely and ending authoritarianism and ending coercion and advancing and sort of evolving to a true free market, consensual world. So that's what he's critiquing here. He's saying that he believes that there is a strong chance, these are his words, strong chance that human nature would destroy a sustained anarchist society in one of three ways. This is Stephen writing the email. Now, the first one, I believe we did get a chance to address. He suggested that some power-hungry individual like Bill Gates would amass a whole bunch of money and then go and take places over with force. And of course, I pointed out that it's just not economically feasible because old Bill wouldn't have the ability to print money out and essentially buy things with printed money like our current government does. The government of the United States was not able to easily wage war when it actually had value-backed currency. It would actually have to tax people, and people would pay those taxes if they wanted to go to the war. If people didn't want to go to war, they wouldn't pay the taxes, and then the government wouldn't be able to pay a soldier to go.
I think that answer is helpful. But it doesn't show the whole picture.
There's more to the story. I was giving you one of the things. I don't want to go through all the details, but another one is that in a free market world, there's no international law. There's no internal agreements between countries, because those wouldn't exist, countries to not attack the dictator, to not attack the president, to not attack the head of state. So if this guy, this madman, decided that he'd been satisfying people for the longest time, because it's the only way you can make money in a true free market world is by satisfying your customers. So deciding that he wants to change his mind, stop satisfying his customers, and all of a sudden turn his wealth in the direction of oppressing people, he would find himself most wanted. He would find himself the number one guy for every bounty hunter in the world to go after. And you want to talk about a real difficult situation to be in. I mean, even his right and left-hand men would be subject to collecting that bounty. So it would be a very, very precarious position that you would be putting yourself in if you wanted to go initiate force. So it's not economically feasible. It's also not feasible from a defensive standpoint. If you're going up against armed citizenry plus their armed hired guards, you're going to have a real tough time, and you're going to lose significant people. And if you start losing people, you're going to have to start paying more to hire new ones. So again, it just doesn't work. So we go on to his next critique. He believes that another thing that might destroy a free market or anarchist society is submission due to fear. He says eventually something horrible will happen. A war with a traditionally governed state, a terrible storm, meteor, plague, zombies, take your pick. Though the market may be able to deal with this problem better than any government, I am inclined to think that people would give their freedom to someone who put on the air of authority and said they could solve the problem and save their lives. As seen during Hurricane Katrina, most people are quite willing to submit to authority, disarm, leave their homes, and be relocated to an unsafe location if they're told that they'll be taken care of, and if they go with captors, they'll live. The urge to live is strong, and in most cases it can overpower principle and reason. If something sufficiently bad happens, people would gather around what they consider to be their only hope or their savior, and would give them the power to rule. Desperate times, he says. And you know what? First of all, I think that in order to get to a true consensual society, we're going to have a major paradigm shift. People are going to have to reject sort of the traditional mode of authority, and I think that would go a long way to making people a little more skeptical when someone was coming along, trying to point them in a certain direction and asking for their obedience. That said, though, even if it's, let's say it is possible what he's suggesting here, it's certainly possible that people could give up their freedoms and join some charismatic leader, in which case, that's their choice.
Are they not giving up their freedoms and joining charismatic leaders now?
Indeed. So, I mean, if that's supposed to be one of the scariest things about going to a consensual society in this guy's mind, one of the three things that could bring it down, okay, let's get to that free world where we can enjoy our liberty for a while, and if some sheep want to go back and follow
what we
the leader.
What we have is a system that actually incentivizes what he's talking about. How many Americans would have voted for Barack Obama if there were 10 choices for president?
You mean 10 choices they thought they could actually they could pick? You mean if they picked their leader, they'd get
right.
to
Instead
follow
of
that
basic,
leader?
Basically, and I, you know, it's not being fair to the third parties out there, but more or less the way that it enters into people's mind, the way it shows up in people's mind, is that there's a Democrat candidate and a Republican candidate and then all those other guys that have pipe dreams. That's how they imagine it. So they vote for one or the other because those other guys can't win. So you essentially get two choices, and we had some really crappy choices. How many Americans would have allied themselves with Barack Obama if there had been on the same ticket Hillary Clinton and Edwards and you know, Ron Paul and all these, you know, just a whole bunch of other choices?
Yeah.
And that just goes to show what the presidential election would have been like if we didn't have this silly two-party system that we have.
Absolutely.
So you have currently people that are behind Barack Obama that wouldn't have been behind him, that didn't even vote for him in the primary because he's their best choice.
Right.
So
they might have wanted Ralph Nader, but they weren't able to select him. So if they could choose a Ralph Nader and actually follow Ralph Nader, Ralph could set up his own little government. People could come join it.
How many hundreds of thousands of people voted for Edwards or Clinton in the primaries, but voted for Barack Obama in the general because that was the Democratic nominee?
Yeah, because he was better than McCain, to their mind. All right, so his third and final scary scenario is submission due to charisma. He says it's been seen through history that figures arise which can appeal to the masses to such a degree as to override their reason. Alexander, Hitler, Jim Jones, L. Ron Hubbard, Stalin, all of them were able to draw in the attention of the people, some people I would say, and change their way of thinking, and through force of personality and the predisposition of people to be ruled to make them give up their freedom. Eventually, there would arise a man with an idea. It may or may not be a good idea, but it would have appeal. Hitler had an idea, and it was a terrible one, a terrible vision. Despite this, the fire of this personality, of his personality, allowed him to sell it to a public that was no worse than any other in the world. Through his charisma, Hitler turned a nation of average people into one of the largest, most bloodthirsty bands of butchers this world has ever known. It's happened through history and isn't likely to stop. Someone would have an idea, a voice, and a will to rule, and that would be the end of freedom yet again.
I can't argue with the idea that there would be a charismatic leader that may rise up, but a lot of these charismatic leaders are there simply because the mechanism of government is there.
For them to take hold of.
Alexander the Great wouldn't have been the great leader had he not been king of Macedonia in the first place.
Yes, he was Alexander the guy on the street corner yelling on a soapbox. It might have been a little different.
Alexander, and yet another Greek boy doing old men, as the tradition back then. Hitler was in place because Germany was being so suppressed from their defeat by other governments in World War I. If it hadn't been for the need, you know, if those governments hadn't been oppressing the nation of Germany in punishment for World War I, then he wouldn't have risen to power.
The toll-free number here, we'll look a little more into this idea. Take your calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350. Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that lashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
From Get the Tea to You, thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features there include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. It's free at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. We're just coming through the remainder of this email that we started in the middle of the week and just didn't have a chance to finish, with some scary scenarios about what Stephen in this case believes might happen to a true free market society, a consensual society where there's no authoritarian government of which to speak. And as, of course, we pointed out before, in order to really get to this point, people are going to have a major paradigm shift. They're going to have to come to understand that government is undesirable and that authoritarian government's unnecessary and it's wrong. And so they're going to have to swing away from the current massively held viewpoint in order to even get to this point in the first place. And I think that's an important factor to remember when we're discussing what things might be like in the future. So if we have a situation where there is no where there's no authoritarian government to speak of, and you've got each individual, perhaps they have hired a defense organization of some sort to help protect them, but otherwise they're interacting on a consensual basis. If we have that scenario and this charismatic leader comes along, per his scare story here, this charismatic leader comes along, there is no apparatus of the state with which or to which he could take a hold of and wield that power over others. That apparatus doesn't exist. So how would he go about recruiting into his charismatic crazy club or whatever it was that he's doing, brainwashing people? He mentioned L. Ron Hubbard, Hitler, Stalin. So let's say you've got somebody with a cable television show and a website and a radio show or something, and he's this charismatic leader. That's probably the best way for him to get out there. I guess he could have local meetings, but if you're going to try to take over America, you're going to have to do better than just meeting with people in a convention hall in San Francisco. You're going to have to get your message out beyond a local radius. But let's say he's doing all of the above. He's meeting locally with people. He's getting out on as much media and on the internet as he possibly can. And he's spreading the word to, join his cult and then eventually attack your neighbor. What would this charismatic leader exactly? I mean, give me something horrific. What could this guy?
He would likely point hate at a certain group.
Okay.
So you pick a group, white people.
Okay.
They're safe white people, because nobody will be activated by that terminology.
Well, okay. Yeah. So let's say let's go after white men. Well, while we're at it, he's going to go after white men.
Hey, here's one. It's a woman, and she wants to do away with men.
That's a good one. Because then we're 50-50.
Right. At this point, you've got so many men that they're fighting wars and they're polluting the environment and whatever. Everything
Perfect.
That the men do. Yeah.
Perfect. So she's going after men. She's preaching this anti-male hate on various different radio, television, etc., on the internet, and people are slowly coming on board. They're coming on board. Of course, they probably don't want anyone to know they're coming on board because it's a pretty crazy viewpoint. So they're probably going to keep that quiet until one day they'll all attack. It'll be a coordinated sneak attack against the men of the world. And
well,
of course,
she'll probably have meetings in football stadiums and things like that too.
Well, she's gotten there's a certain point at which she'll get to in popularity where people will start to take notice. So if she's not very popular and hardly anybody knows about her, then she's not really much of a threat. I mean, as far as, remember, we are dealing with a free market society where anybody can own whatever weapons they want to. So whoever it is that she recruits to do her bidding is going to have to understand that their next door neighbor or the man in their household or whatever is a good chance that he might have access to some sort of a firearm or knife.
More likely, this person would move off to someplace. Like Jim Jones, for instance, would move off to someplace, get a geographic area that they claim as their own, and then begin expanding out from there. Yeah, expanding that geographic area.
Well, then people are really going to know something's up. I mean, if you get wind that a bunch of people are moving to one geographic area and that they're planning on killing men, because you're going to have to be publicizing this if you want people to come to your little movement, then the people on the outskirts of that area are probably going to be pretty prepared. I mean, they're going to be aware of this as a potential factor that marauding, crazy women could be coming in trying to kill all the men in the surrounding areas. They'll be ready for this, and so whatever they'll do what they need to do. They'll hire a defensive organization. They'll bring militia groups in, and I'm trying my best to think of how some charismatic leader could really wield a bunch of people to his favor in this free market world. I'm really trying here. If you can help me out, maybe come up with something crazier or something more plausible. 1-800-259-9231. It just seems very difficult without the apparatus of the violent state to take a hold of. seems very difficult for them to do this, and without the worship, because if there's no state around, then the media is not going to be worshiping the state anymore. We'll have a true sort of consumer-based media with lots of competition where people will be able to get the story from various different sources as they currently can today on the internet. That will be expanded, obviously, is what we're talking about happening. It's going to be happening in the future. So there's not going to be this mass media situation where they worship everything government does, because there's no government and there's no mass media anymore. So how does this person take over? How does it happen? Give me something believable. 1-800-259-9231. In the meantime, we finish up the email. He says, because of this, I believe that government is indeed necessary. If for nothing else, we need a government as a placeholder.
Like I don't disagree with the placeholder theory. You know, I mean, it's something I'm willing to work towards. And then at that point, once we get the placeholder, then people, I feel, we can look at something beyond that.
Well, what you're saying is you prefer a smaller gang ordering people around than a larger gang.
A smaller gang issuing far fewer orders.
Yeah, I will continue to work against those people at that time. Like benign bacteria, which inhabit every inch of your skin, it could serve no other function than taking up space and keeping something worse from taking its place. Because our species as a whole has a genetic predisposition to have an authority, I think it needs at least a vestigial government, I think was the way he spelled it, if only to stop people from finding a new, harsher master. With that being said, I appreciate what you're doing. I think moving toward freedom is the correct direction, even if the destination's unattainable or impossibly far away. Without a voice to oppose the government, it would surely give in completely to one of the other dispositions of our kind, the disposition to abuse a position of power for personal gain, as though it hasn't done that. Perhaps through this constant gentle pressure, we can hold off the sudden and shocking revolutions which have plagued us when oppressors have grown too powerful and too corrupt. So, again, this sort of mentality that Steve has is that people are just so weak and so pathetic that they're going to need to have this tiny government around to keep them from finding a worser, harsher government. And I see where he's coming from, and I understand the negativity about people. I do understand that. But I think that, again, we're talking about a situation that will involve people coming to a new paradigm shift of understanding, sort of like people threw off the old vestiges of slavery, they will throw off the vestiges of the state.
When you say people coming to a new paradigm of understanding, aren't you really just trying to do what the Democrats and Republicans are, in that you're trying to get people to vote your way? I mean,
I'm not asking for votes.
You're just hoping that you're not asking for votes specifically, but you're hoping that people will think your way. And that's not really going to ever happen.
I'm not really too concerned how they think. I just want them to stop using force on me. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the SprayYourPlate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators, starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100 person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system. There's a lot to talk about there. Over 400,000 posts. Free to surf around through, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can go straight to bbs.freetalklive.com, get you straight to the bulletin board system. And if you love liberty, then you should check out Bureaucrash Social. It's the place for you to connect with freedom fighters from around the world. At Bureaucrash Social, you can share your ideas, obtain resources, and document your activism, as well as find awesome videos and pictures uploaded by other crashers. Head over to bureaucrash.com to learn more and get involved. That's bureaucrash.com. I think that Bureaucrash Social, I've been sort of watching some of the messages that come through there, seeing people join the Free State Project
group. I've been watching it too, yeah.
And the Free Talk Live group. I think it's a very useful tool, and I hope it becomes more integrated in the realm of liberty activism.
More active too, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So bureaucrash.com. Our number here is 800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to Robert in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm just calling to make a point about a guy that called a few nights ago about fiat currencies.
Sure.
He was claiming that that if private banks are allowed to charge interest on money or gold, that they'll inevitably wind up with all the gold.
Yeah,
and I just think that is just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. You want to explain why?
It's like anybody saying, it's like saying anybody who's able to make a profit on their services will end up with all the money.
Yeah, it's completely absurd. It's absurd because all businesses have expenses too.
Yeah.
So
they have to earn that profit to pay their employees and pay the power bill and things like that.
Right. So they don't hold on to it. It isn't like it accumulates and accumulates forever and ever. They spend it back out into the economy. And that's about all I had to say. I was so ridiculous. I had to make sure that didn't go unsaid.
I'm glad you pointed that out. And if we missed that very basic point, I apologize. And I thank you for the call tonight. Thank you.
All right, Robert. Thanks.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know what, Mark? Have you heard about the Circle of Love?
No.
Oh, you are going to really dig this.
I have no idea.
It is the latest on the national service situation. Actually, the news is a little old. The interview comes from 2006. I was tempted to play it on the air, but it was just not high quality enough to put out, I think, over the air. But nonetheless, somebody has dug up an interview with reporter Ben Smith from the New York Daily News interviewing Rahm Emanuel. Now, do you recall who that name is?
Yeah, that's the sex date? No, chief
sex
of state. Secretary of State.
Oh, okay. Yes, he is going to be Mr. Obama's chief of staff. And in this recording, he details his ideas for compulsory service for all Americans. Now, as you know, if you've been watching this national service situation, or national slavery, as I prefer to call it, if you've been watching it closely, they've been very delicately picking their words, haven't they? They've been talking about it's going to be universal, but it's also going to be voluntary. So universal, on one hand, means everybody does it, but on the other hand, voluntary says, well, it's a choice. So what's the truth? What's really going on here? I think anybody that has paid attention to the government over the years knows that they're going to say one thing to get people to accept it, and then it's going to be something completely different when it comes about.
Right, but there's the proposal, and then there's what it turns out. There was the bailout and what we proposed to do there, and there was what they've done with it. It's something it has a tendency to be something entirely different.
Right. The bailout, I mean, which everybody was absolutely against. I mean, 99.9% of Americans or something like that was against the idea of the bailout. And they went ahead with it anyway. And that was back when Americans thought it was $700 billion. Now apparently it's $7.7 trillion.
That's what it's looking like.
If Americans were against $700 billion, I'm pretty sure they're also going to be against $7.7 trillion. But all that aside, let's hear what Mr. Emanuel has to say about his plan for universal civil service. According to the interview, there can be nothing wrong, is what he said. There can be nothing wrong with all Americans having a joint, similar experience of civil, what we call civil defense training or civil service, some sense of service to country and preparation, which will give people a sense of what it means to be an American.
It means to be an American, to work for the government?
Apparently so.
When the founding fathers set up America, they envisioned a very hands-off federal government. It was really just meant to be something a bit more than the Confederacy that was holding the states together at that point. Really, it was to regulate trade between the states. That's about it. I mean, what it means to be an American?
Well, it's what he believes it means to be an American, apparently. And he wants to force
that's what it means
anybody.
To be an American, to tell other people what it means to be an American.
He says it will, apparently, he told this interviewer that involuntary servitude will become a common experience and part of a government-mandated circle of love that will instill some sense of service to country. As reported last week, the Obama transition team put up a website spelling out a plan for required national service, but the site was modified and the word required removed after a whirlwind of criticism on the web and across the blogosphere. It should be expected the corporate media ignored the controversy and instead concentrated on its regular diet of pablum, including the scandal of Sarah Palin and the RNC paying for her clothes. So there was more to that interview, and I'm going to leave a link up on the BBS. As always, we post the show prep over on the BBS and the Issues Forum. You can listen to the interview yourself, but it's quite clear by the wording this guy uses that this is intended for all Americans. He proposes a plan for Americans between the ages of 18 and 25. So any Americans that pass between that age range would have to work for 3 months. This is his plan back in 2006. Who knows? It may be worse now. But back in 2006, his plan was that all Americans between 18 and 25 would have to go for 3 months of their lives straight to go and work for the government, period. So that's what we know now. And as we continue to learn more, we'll bring you it as we learn it here on Free Talk Live, because I think this is going to be one of the critical issues of the next coming term with this next president. The idea of forcing national service down people's throats is going to be it's going to be realized. They're going to work towards it. Maybe they'll be slow, as government normally is, and it won't be until his second term.
It could turn out to be as pointless as the Peace Corps, or even for that matter, AmeriCorps. These are relatively benign and pointless organizations. However,
but if you're forced to go and work for them,
well, that would be something entirely different.
That's what we're talking about here.
Well, it's maybe what we're talking about. It may not be what we're talking about. Well, you don't know. I mean, we don't know what kind of backlash there'll be. But
right. I mean, if they bring this program about and people don't want to play ball, then there's going to be backlash. I'm just saying that's what they're planning now. As of now, based on his own words, he would like to see all Americans between 18 and 25 working for the government for 3 months. So that's what he wants as of 2006. What does he want today? It could be worse. Who knows where this is going
to
go?
It's not, to me, it's not a good thing at all. Even if they start some voluntary organization, it's just another drain on Americans' pocketbooks.
Yeah.
It's likely not going to achieve much of anything.
Another government
does achieve something, it's going to achieve it less efficiently than the free market would have.
Absolutely right. So if you get called for this, what are you going to do? If you're between the ages of 18 and 25, or if you're, before you're earlier, you are younger than 18, and you're going to be getting into that age range within the next 4 years. How do you feel about this? What do you think you'll do if they send you something in the mail saying that you better report?
You've been drafted.
Yeah, you better report to this bureaucrat at this particular time on this date, or else. Will you choose the or else?
Not very pleasant choice, really.
Well, hopefully as many people as possible can get here to New Hampshire so we can have concerted efforts and protests and things like that working against this program, because I think this is going to be pretty critical. And again, we'll continue to follow it here. I just wanted to share that with you, this guy's vision for what national service means to him. And you can better believe that as more bureaucrats and politicians throw their ideas into the ring, it will probably expand from 3 months to 6 months to 9 months to 2 years.
2 years like it is in other countries.
Somebody has proposed 2 years here in this country, too. So just who knows? Flip a coin and see what you get. You're going to get slavery, whichever side it lands on. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control. It's your show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, then you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. No need to visit the shopping malls and the shopping centers and the big box stores.
Did you hear that an employee in New York City got killed during
one of these rampages?
That.
It's all over the news.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I've got that story.
People are out of their minds for plasma TVs.
We can get to that. Was that what it was, plasma TVs?
Something was on sale, I'm sure.
So we can get to that. But, yes, today is Black Friday, and people go crazy when they're going out there hitting the stores and doing their holiday shopping. So just avoid it all and go to amazon.freetalklive.com. You'll find all the brands you're looking for. You'll find great deals. You'll find free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. And you're going to get customer reviews? You don't get that when you're looking at the shelves. I mean, you get one sales guy. Oh, can I help you, sir? Well, yeah, I'm wondering if you could tell me about these vacuum cleaners.
Well, I can show you where the parts are.
That's how I was when I was working at Kmart.
we were buying a baby seat for Jackie. He needed something upgraded, and it had to be able to face forward and backwards and, you know, handle him through a variety of growth spurts. And it was funny, we got two salespeople that showed up. I think one might have been the store owner, mm-hmm. and then one was kind of his lackey.
Okay.
It's just a guess. There was an age difference. I'm only making a guess. One of them said, this one's the best one. The other one said, no, this one's the best.
Oh,
it was very weird. And then, like, the one chastened the other for picking the cheaper one. Mm. So we ended up with the very most expensive one we possibly
could. Oh, but of course.
Yeah.
All right, so yes, things are crazy out there. You want to get your shopping done from the comfort of your office or your home, do it at amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, Paula is on the line in Florida. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon.
Hey, Paula, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yes, did you?
You certainly. Did you get together with the family?
Huh? Huh?
Did you have family down there in Florida?
Yeah, well, we just had the three of us, and we went out to eat.
Who's the three of you? You, your husband?
My son and my husband and I.
That's nice. Where'd you go out? How many places are open to eat on?
We have a restaurant here that's just fantastic. I mean, they had a fantastic Thanksgiving.
Really?
I mean, everybody showed up.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, they were just waiting outside, too. I mean, you're just...
Man, I remember one year I had to go to Denny's. I couldn't find any place that was open. You're telling me, Mark, that more like mom-and-pop style places are open on?
Oh,
yeah. I mean, it's the Golden Corral.
Huh.
There you go. Paula, did you tell the server that they shouldn't serve Diet Coke to anyone because the African would kill them?
I have mentioned it to them, yeah.
What about the Tri-Level Commission? Did you mention? Did you let them know that, that there's a group of people that want to take over the world?
Well, the thing is, I mean, the aspartame poisoning is very dangerous. My brother-in-law just died from it.
Oh, yeah.
And, matter of fact, there's attorneys who are taking all the pharmaceutical companies to court, plus the FDA.
Is that what you were calling about tonight?
This is about Hillary.
Right,
she cannot be Secretary of State.
Why is that? She's the senator.
It's in Article 1, Section 6, second paragraph.
She could resign her senatorship.
Read that to us, Paul.
Yeah, but she hasn't done it. It says here that she has to stay in this until, you know, her time is up and she was voted for to be in there.
Well,
but anyway.
Does she want to be the Secretary of State, or is it just that she...
I don't know. I've called Obama's people over and over, and I told them to get Bill Richardson in there, because, I mean, everybody wants... I mean, even everybody on TV...
Like it matters, Paula. I mean, does it matter if it's Bill Richardson or
Hillary
Clinton? They're all the same guy and lady, aren't they?
Let me tell you something. Hillary is a communist. She's a member of the occult. She's part of the drug cartel. We don't need somebody like that in our government.
How do you know that Bill Richardson isn't all of the above?
Because he is a very good man, and matter of fact, he's my cousin.
By what evidence?
But anyway, everybody loves
him. Strong City would say
otherwise. I mean, everywhere he goes, he is the sweetest person. He really is. And
I don't think anybody in government is very sweet.
He has a very sweet personality.
All right, Paula, I'll take it.
But anyway, all I'm saying is that he would be a better person because, you know, I mean, he just gets along with everybody, and everybody just loves him.
Why bother with changing out the... I mean, this is like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. All of these people have been involved in Washington, D.C. for several years.
Richardson,
they're
the governor.
They're also... Whatever. They're also interchangeable, and you don't get up to the upper echelons of politics without being a total
do-boy. There's another reason for this, okay?
The status world.
There's another reason for this. And maybe biblically you can understand this, okay?
Probably not. But go ahead. Mark might be able to.
Well, let me explain it to you, okay? We're Judah here, okay?
Who?
And every president we've had has been from the house of David. It has to be. It's in the Bible. And the thing is that the sons of David are supposed to be the ones to run the world.
So you knew that Bill Richardson couldn't win the presidency from the beginning. You knew that because
he could, yes.
Run the world. Can we stop on that one point here? The whole idea that a president or some executive in another country is running the world, I think, is completely absurd. Right on
its
face.
In your Bible.
I don't care. It's not my Bible. It's your Bible.
Well,
Paula.
It's God's Bible, but he said the sons of David.
And I don't really care what that
forever.
Old book says. I'm telling you that the people that run the world are the entrepreneurs and the people that work those jobs, making the world actually turn around and making the world actually work. These people in politics, these politicians, they don't run squat except a gang of people that extracts money from people by force. So being the head of the violent gang doesn't mean you're running the world. It just means you're successful at extracting wealth from people by threat of violence. That's all. They're not doing anything significant. They're not creating a service that's in demand. They're not providing a product that people want. They're a parasite class, and it's like saying that fleas run the dog. Thank you for the call, Paula. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. The fleas do not run the dog. The dog is the beast that is creating the life for the fleas.
Yeah, the politicians are like sand in the gears of the machine.
That's really all they are. They're just an irritation, and they're a dangerous irritation. They're the worst possible kind of parasite that we could possibly have. 1-800-259-9231 to another email here from James. He says, my main point comes in reply to your stating something recently along the lines of objectively no culture is better than another. I believe you're in error here. To simplify the argument, let's imagine a world in which there are only two cultures. One is an anarcho-capitalist society where everyone's taught that aggression's wrong and everyone must respect the rights of all others to be free from coercion. The other is an authoritarian culture where individuals are oppressed and the fruit of their labor is taken to feed the parasitic ruling class. The people are then taught that aggression isn't wrong. The choice is then between what I would imagine you and I would agree is as close to utopia as possible and the society we live in today. Can't we then say that the former culture is superior to the latter? If we are to say that freedom from coercion is a universal right, then surely we must. And I would say that from our perspective, yes, we would say that the culture of freedom is superior to a culture of authoritarianism and a culture of violence. I think that's absolutely true that we would say that. But objectively, from an outside perspective, is it possible to make that claim if you don't have the same value set that we do? If you were an alien race coming across the various different cultures around here, would you be able to make that?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. I mean, it probably wouldn't be their concern if they were like aliens. They'd probably, you know, be looking at all kinds of other things.
He says to try and take a more objective view.
Or probe somebody.
Since you might say I'm biased toward liberty, let's examine what makes a culture moral. Why do individuals create cultures? It must be to further their own aims. For the most part, a person acts to improve the quality of his life, which thereby establishes life as something that men find desirable. But what improves the quality of his life? We can find out by observing how men act. First, we can see that men have self-ownership. It would be absurd to claim otherwise. Even the communist that called the other night wanted to believe in self-ownership. As when a man acts, nobody but he himself is making that decision to act. This statement of free will also tells us that men by their nature are best adapted to liberty. We can also see that men have by their nature a right to own property. The commie would disagree, of course. If a man owns himself, then it stands to reason that he owns what he creates with his labor. We can also observe what man does differently than other beings, and that is reason. Man is the only being on earth that can reason.
But I don't. Scientists have been finding all kinds of different things, but okay, let's go ahead.
By what we've just established, shouldn't we feel obligated to say that objectively, the first society which operates in accordance with man's nature to life, liberty, and property, and his ability to reason, a respect for which would surely develop in an individualistic society such as ours, is better than the second, which denies man's nature? I see where he's coming from, but again, he's coming from a liberty perspective, but he's making a powerful statement toward the liberty perspective and rational steps to get to that liberty perspective. He's putting it all together fairly well. That said, there would be people that would claim that man's nature is a violent, thuggish nature, that man has been bashing each other's heads for centuries upon centuries. And you could make that, you could take that position and therefore say that therefore there needs to be a strong man who will threaten the other men, that he will bash them harder if they bash one another, and so therefore
well,
that
freedom,
objectively the other society
freedom
is
says that if someone tries to bash you over the head, you're allowed to bash them back.
That's true.
And that's, you know, it gives them an opportunity to defend themselves against those that would
all
do
I'm
harm.
Saying is I don't know if you could claim that objectively one society is better than the other from like the alien perspective looking in here and not knowing any of this stuff to begin with. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I'm certainly possible I am. Hour 2 is coming up. You're welcome to discuss this or anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.